All aboard the Nonfiction Friends Express. We are going to space this week, and we have decided to take you along with us. And it's going to get strange, let me tell you. I think. Because space and stuff. Hey, I'm your host, Josh.
And I'm Rebecca.
She's the co-pilot.
I'm the co-pilot. Oh, dear.
And this week, we're going to take you on a vacation to space.
Yeah, because I've always wanted to vacation in space.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of great places. Earth has gotten boring.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
What's next?
What's next? Obviously, the final frontier. The space. We're going to go to space.
It's the final frontier. There's nothing more. It's the final one.
Yeah. I mean, you figure that, like, once we get, like, into space and they commercialize like space travel, like,
yeah,
people are gonna go for like space vacations.
Yeah, they just need to hurry up and get on that so we can do it already.
It's gonna be real expensive,
and I know that I probably don't have what it takes to train to go up in space.
Yeah, I'll wait a little bit for like
till it's more affordable
and more livable out there on the other planets.
I think I'm gonna be too old by the time this has all happened.
Well, you can...
What if I cryogenically freeze myself so that
you can do that
when I wake up?
Pull up a Futurama.
Yeah, or Austin Powers.
Or Austin Powers. Or you can just do like, I don't know, ship your ashes out into space. They do that, I think.
They do. I think they do that. Yeah.
Which is interesting, but that's another thing. So I have a book here that are facts from space.
Oh.
And your book is a...
Vacation Guide to the Solar System.
So what I'll be doing is I'll providing you for some facts that you might find interesting on your travels, like from different planets that... Or, like, points of interest that you might find on different planets that you might want to visit.
Yeah.
When you can visit them.
Like a travel guide.
Yeah.
Like a Frommer's guide to space.
Yes.
Whereas mine is, like, what it takes to go to space.
A lot.
It does. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of training and money. And then there are, in the back, some breaks down the planets and stuff. Destinations for you. But I'm just going to be talking about preparing you for your trip.
Oh, good. And how would we go about preparing for such a trip?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So first you have to go through all the same training that the astronauts do, like G-forces and stuff like
easy.
That.
It's like riding a roller coaster.
Health exams, mental health exams, all that stuff.
Well.
Glossing over all of that stuff. The next thing that you
say that you passed all of that.
Say you passed. And you're ready to go to space. The next thing you need to do is pack. So here are some helpful things that you might want to pack on your trip to space. Velcro, duct tape, a first aid kit, a towel, because anybody knows that you should always keep a towel with you.
Of course.
Space travelers.
If.
Yeah. Wipes, face wipes, clothing, obviously. A camera.
You don't need clothes in space.
A laptop, toothbrush and toothpaste. And underwear. So, there you go. You can also bring, like, pajamas, activewear, a fancy outfit if you feel like you're going to be doing something fun up in space.
Yeah, like, what if you, like, go to a fancy space party?
Yeah, you're going to need a fancy space dress. After you've packed, the most important thing to take with you, of course, is your space suit. It should come with a hydration option, temperature regulation, tanks of breathable air, and radiation shielding.
What about a bathroom?
I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Your suit should be able to withstand minor impacts and will cost you about $2 million.
Oh, so that's fine.
It's an affordable option for you. If you feel like you'd like to spend a little bit more money and be a little bit more adventurous and
fancy
high tech,
suit.
You can get a bio suit, which provides comfortable pressure on your skin electromagnetically with advanced fibers woven with electrical circuitry that squeeze your body as it moves. So that one's a bit more experimental. What you can expect on your space flight: gravity fluctuations, high G-forces, and microgravity, aka weightlessness, and probably also space sickness. It's unavoidable.
So like seasickness?
Yes. Mostly unavoidable, but you can have a little protein before you launch. Strap like yourself in tight, keep your head still, and face the same direction to lower your sickness.
So they tell you to do that on Mission Space.
Yeah.
The ride Mission Space.
Yeah, because it's like going to space.
Because they do a lot of G-forces.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did this one time. Just one time.
You did it one time.
I looked to my right instead of looking straight ahead.
Nope. Bad move.
I got very sick afterwards. It wasn't a good move.
Yeah. I have never braved that before, so I know better.
It wasn't great. Don't do it.
Look
straight ahead.
Yeah. Same thing with like roller coasters and stuff. You know, the best way, and being in a car if you get motion sick, best way to avoid it is to keep your head still and straight.
I just take a nap.
Okay. Moving on. You've got our health while you're on your space flight. Your taste buds will be muted and you'll be eating rehydratable food so that you don't make a mess. Sleeping in microgravity is the best mattress. You're going to need a sleeping bag and straps so that you don't wander off while you're sleeping.
I think that'd be the hardest part for me in space. It's like sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, because like, I don't feel like I'm on like solid, like I'm floating kind of a little bit.
Right.
I'm just like.
But could you imagine how comfortable it probably is? Just like weightlessly sleeping?
I can't picture it.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, it's hard. Next up, your vision is going to be different because your optic nerves.
You're saying I'll have 20/20 vision.
No,
I can take
be,
off my glasses.
It'll be blurred. Blurred vision.
So worse.
Yes. as for hygiene, your clothes don't get as dirty as quickly. But after 5 days, your clothes will become soaked with your secretions.
That's a nasty word.
But after 8, you will adjust to the odor and it will fade from perception. So then when you're done with your clothes...
Yeah, but that's 3 days of stank that I don't need.
When your clothes become unwearable because you can't wash them, you just eject them into space. Because space
That's waste!
Space is a giant trash can, apparently. Speaking of waste, next up is the toilet. The low G toilets employ a form of suction. Liquids go to water reclamation systems and solids get ejected.
When you say... reclamation.
Yes, so
you're telling me
you're drinking your own pee. It's been heavily filtered and reclaimed.
Yeah, but I know that it's my pee.
Well, it's not just yours, it's everybody who's on the flight with you. So,
well,
it's not just your pee, it's everybody's pee. Does that help?
I mean, it's like, I guess, like, hey guys, we're running low on water, everyone needs to go to the bathroom right now.
As for your mental health, if you're not sure you can make it, you can try the assessment called subscreen, which is used by submariners, and regular checkups are crucial. One of the side effects of going into space is radiation from the Earth's magnetic field. It's mostly protected on your ship and through your suit, but can damage cells, change your DNA, lead to cancer, or brain damage called space brain.
That's a weird name for a...
space brain. And now, finally, here are all the ways that you could die on your space trip.
Oh, good.
Lack of oxygen.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Depressurization.
That's a scary thing.
Poisonous gases.
From where?
Being burned alive.
That's probably bad.
Falling.
Wait. No, falling where? Falling up?
In a low-gravity environment. Once you've made your journey to a low-gravity space planet. Being accidentally left behind somewhere. Running out of food. Freezing to death, bones being whittled away because you're not exercising.
They're like atrophying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explosions, nuclear incidents, and
explosions!
Asteroid collisions. But other than that, it's
just
a pretty,
your normal space stuff.
Pretty safe trip. Yeah, no big deal. It's like going to driving to Miami for the weekend. Be fine.
All right. So my Your book is...
My book is Intergalactic Travel Bureau Vacation Guide to the Solar System in 523.2 of the nonfiction section.
My book is Facts from Space! Exclamation point. By Dean Rutt. Regas? One day we'll get a last name right, and...
Today is not that day.
Probably not today.
Yours is in the same section, right?
Yes, 523.2. It's a guided tour through the universe and beyond.
And beyond!
So, you're probably curious about space, want to get there. Space actually begins 62 miles above the Earth's surface.
Oh.
To space is about a 2-minute, 30-second ride in your average rocket.
Wow.
To orbit is 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
It's a pretty short trip, really.
Yeah. And you have to at least be going, this is the minimum amount, at least be going 17,400 miles per hour.
Ooh.
Or 60 miles per hour every 1.75 seconds.
Wow.
So you have to be going really fast.
That's pretty fast.
To at least, you know, escape Earth's gravity and get into orbit, you know?
Yep.
So the first place you're probably going to go to is the moon. It's right. The closest, you
so
know,
cliche.
Easiest. But if you're one of those moon people and you want to see if it's actually made out of cheese, you should know that the moon is the fifth largest in the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
Largest, like, you know, moon object, you know.
Spatial
it's about
object.
1/49th the size of Earth. It is 2,159 miles in diameter, which is, if you want to, like, measure that out, it's kind of like the distance from New Jersey to Las Vegas.
Okay.
It takes 27.3 days to orbit Earth. From the moon, you know how the moon has, like, phases it goes through, like, new,
oh, I thought
crescent.
You were going to say faces. Faces.
Yeah, sure, the moon has a face.
It has a face.
There's a man in there.
But yeah, the phases of the moon.
Yeah.
Full, crescent, yeah. Thumbnail, all that.
So from the moon, you'll actually see Earth phases. So that might actually be pretty
cool.
To see.
Like, know. A full Earth or a crescent Earth.
Yeah.
Neat.
That's what you would see. Rebecca mentioned some stuff about trash.
Yeah.
I should have you know.
That space is a trash can.
That there are 400,000 pounds of trash that have been left on the moon.
Oh, no. So we're not really learning our lesson here, are we?
No. Pick up after yourself
if
you're vacationing in space.
Take your garbage home with you.
Yeah. We left a lot up there.
Wouldn't you want to, like, spit it out somewhere where it would get taken care of, like, burning up when it re-enters
the
Earth's
sun?
Atmosphere?
Oh. Well, yeah. I'm sure that's what the astronauts do. Their poop just, like...
burns.
Goes out the...
That's not a star you see in the sky. That's burning poop.
Hey. Make a wish. Another planet, another place you might want to go to is the planet Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity is only 38% of Earth's. So if you weigh about 200 pounds, you actually weigh 76 pounds on Mercury.
Perfect. I'm going to Mercury.
Yeah. It's a great weight loss plan.
Yep. Done. Sold.
It is actually the darkest planet.
Perfect. Love it.
It reflects the least amount of light.
Uh-huh.
It can get up to 800 degrees during the day.
Okay, well, that's a little hot.
But actually, it's also the coldest planet because the craters that Mercury has, they actually still have ice.
Interesting.
So it's the hottest and coldest, you know.
Hottest and coldest.
Well, probably not the hottest. I think Venus is the hottest. And then Mercury is the coldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, cool. So it's the coldest, too. That's perfect.
And here's another plus side. So it takes 88 Earth days to orbit the sun. So that means you have more birthdays.
Yay! Yay!
So you get to celebrate your birthday more often. More presents.
Hooray! From nobody, because you're in space.
Hey. Well, I mean, you vacation with somebody, maybe. I don't know. Or if... Mercury is not your jam. There's always Venus. It is actually, while Earth is like mostly like oceans.
Yes, water.
Venus is like 100% land.
Okay.
It's all land.
So
if you're
like that.
Looking for some new land, there you go.
Maybe, yeah.
There's a whole planet full of it.
Great.
gets up to 900 degrees.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty spicy. It's 90% of Earth's gravity, which is, you know, pretty near the same.
That's close. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
There are very long days on Venus. Mm-hmm. So if you're not a fan of the night and you just like, you wished it was sunshine all the time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not sunshine because it's a lot of clouds.
Right.
But if you wish it was day, like all the time, and just no bedtime, one day on
that
Venus.
That sounds like a nightmare.
One day on Venus is actually 243 Earth days.
Holy mackerel.
So almost a whole year.
Oh, geez.
For one day.
One day. Oh, my gosh.
Or maybe you're a fan of volcanoes.
No.
Venus has a lot of those. A lot of volcanoes.
This sounds horrible. Why would you want
to
go there?
I'm trying to upsell it here. Okay, but everyone who's
anybody
probably wants to go to Mars.
To Mars, of course.
Its eccentric orbit gives it extreme seasons. So uh-huh. Like extremely hot summers, extremely cold winters.
Okay.
There are beautiful ice caps that can actually be seen from the naked eye on Earth.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I think they're very in stark contrast because it's just like red and then like ice.
White.
Yeah. Days are only 37 minutes longer than Earth. So
okay.
Like, you get an extra half hour in the day.
Extra half hour. Nice.
Get all, watch an extra show, do something.
Right. Watch another episode.
Yeah. The largest volcano, Olympus Mons, is 3 times bigger than Mount Everest.
Whoa.
Big volcano. So might want to see that on your trip.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's a highlight.
Mars also has a Grand Canyon called Valles Marineris. It is 2,500 miles long, 120 miles wide, and 7 miles deep. Hmm. Much bigger than our Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
But hey, that makes me want to see it even more.
So this place has extreme heights and lows.
Yes.
Okay.
The Borealis Basin may be the largest crater in the solar system, covering at least 40% of the planet.
Good lord.
That's a big crater.
That's a big crater.
However, the average temp is probably negative 60 degrees.
Oh, okay. It's a little cold.
A little cold.
I don't like being
less
cold.
Extreme than the other options.
That's true, but it's not. It's like, that's the average. You're going to always be cold.
Yeah.
That's too cold for me. I don't like being cold.
But I like winter clothing.
It's true, but that takes it to a whole new level.
It's fine. I'm sure you'll be fine.
As long as your space suit keeps you warm.
But I just did like the inner solar system here just to give you a quick glance. Maybe you're deciding to go visit the volcanoes of Venus. Or maybe you just want to go, I don't know. Have more birthdays on Mercury.
Right.
Whatever's your jam.
Yeah.
The moon isn't made out of cheese.
Nope.
But.
Spoiler.
You can go there.
But you can go there if you want to,
I guess.
If
you so choose. But yeah.
Very nice.
That's your brief look at the.
Yeah.
So you can start planning your vacation now.
Yeah. Now that we're educated, we can make a sound judgment of whether or not you want to go to space. Now you're prepared.
Yeah.
Good
now
luck.
You don't have to look at the stars. You can go there.
Yeah. Good luck to you. I'll stay here.
I'll stay on Earth for a little while longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Where it's warmer.
Yeah.
Ever increasingly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's going to wrap it up here for the space vacation part of our episode.
We're back on Earth now.
Back on Earth. And hey, we're going to make some ornaments.
We are.
Yeah, so we have a program coming up called Santa's Ornament Workshop. It's actually going to be happening at all of our branches. So check a calendar either at osceolalibrary.org or come in and grab a branch calendar from whichever Osceola Library is your branch. But you can come in, I believe the first two ornament workshops are on December 14th, one at the BVL Library at 10 a.m. and one at the St. Cloud Library at 2 p.m. And you can even share a cookie with Santa at his special story time.
Story time with Santa.
And cookies.
Oh, and cookies. That sounds like a grand time.
So please be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
And speaking of ornaments, we will actually be making some for you guys to see us create. And I think that's going to be our next episode.
Next episode, yep.
So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, and then you guys can go make ornaments of these programs and then share your pictures with us on Twitter at NFFriendsCast.
Yeah, please do. And moving on to the ever-exciting, ever-disappointed What We're Reading section, because have you actually read anything?
Yes.
Oh, okay, maybe not as depressing.
I am currently reading The Deep by River Solomon. It's her second book. She wrote An Unkindness of Ghosts, which is one of my favorite books. And it's a very interesting concept. Without giving too much away, this is all in the back of the thing. But these sea creatures, they're like half human, half fish, Cthulhu. Are descendant from previous slaves that were drowned in the ocean.
Mer people,
yeah. So it's very good so far. I'm about halfway through, and I like it.
I finished Justice League Dark, the most recent one, so I'm caught up on that series for now. And I have started Resistance Reborn, the new Star Wars book.
Woot!
Leading up to The Rise of Skywalker.
All right.
Next month.
Yeah.
So hopefully I will be able to finish before then. Before the movie comes out, so I can see it and then be like, whoa, I know all of this stuff that happened behind the scenes. But
only a couple weeks, man.
Yeah, I'm real nervous. I hope I can read this.
Hope you can make it.
I'll have to
read.
I'll have to speed read. I'm not the fastest reader, but I'll get there. Hopefully. Okay, I think that's going to wrap it up here for us. Enjoy your space vacation, and just remember, we love our listeners.
And that's Nonfiction, friends.